Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you again today. It's always my pleasure. I have to say, it's kind of one of my favorite hours of the day. It is my favorite hour of the day. I am going through the news today, and I'm thinking, you know, there is a solution. I'm a very simple person, as you know. I'm very simple. And I was watching the news last night, and I was watching all, you know, I kept hearing what people said he said and what he, you know, what he didn't say, da-da-da, but I didn't get to hear Donald Trump's speech. So if you did, I want you to prepare to call me today, because I want to know what you thought. But what they were talking about a lot on several different channels was the rigged media and the rigged system. So I wanted to address that a little bit today, because they believe there's going to be an already started an astronomical amount of voter fraud. And of course the media is manipulating what the people hear. If the system is rigged, and if the media is lying and manipulating, if the D.C. occupiers are not occupying their duty to represent you, we the people, what can we do? Well, the answer, like I said, it's simple. It really is a simple answer. Not necessarily easily worked, though. The answer is you. The answer is me. The answer is we. We the people. Do you hold to that phrase? Because I do. Because I believe in you. If you think that the system is rigged, if you think that the media is biased and reporting false news, what can we the people do? Since we are literally the ones they need, oh yes, they need us. We don't really need them. We have the power to stop the corruption. Your voice, your money does talk. How much of a sacrifice are you willing to give? Could you make calls to the sponsors of certain news people, news shows, programs? Are you willing to call their hand, their bluff on the news? Are you willing to boycott one of your favorite actors' movies to make a point? I have one today, and last week, Will Smith, and I like him, he's a great actor. I'm probably not going to see any of his movies right now. He said anybody that's voting for Donald Trump, that the Donald Trump people need to be eliminated. That didn't make big media. But Donald Trump saying that the Second Amendment people might make a difference was considered violent. And know that what you're saying, know what you're saying when you go to them. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, now come on, Beth. Come on. Well, it's a big job. Start, just like I said, that's where the answer is. It's also where the answer is for this. Start locally. Your local channels on the TV, where, regardless of where you are in this United States, carry the network news. just like my show, there are commercials that are for the local. There are commercials that are for the network. Pick out the local and talk to them. The local sponsors. We have to use our purse. And as small as my purse is, and perhaps as small as your purse may be, if we the people, if even the 3%ers would come out and activate this, it would make a difference eventually, because they need your money. I'm putting together, I should say my producer's really putting together, he makes me look good. I did some more dramatic readings, and one of them I shared with you several years ago on the air, and it's called The Liberty Song. Well, I'm going to share the chorus with you, because it goes along with what your purse means. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money will give. You give your money where it's going to do the most good. If you support the sponsors that are supporting the false media, you need to withdraw your money. And you need to put it where the sponsors are that support the truth. That's going to be hard to find. I like to think that CSC Talk Radio is one that's supporting the truth. I may get it wrong a few times, but it's never on purpose. I'm not misleading you on purpose. Our purses are ready. I said it was simple. I didn't say it was easy. And yes, it will be long-suffering. But we have to be vigilant. We have to be vigilant, and we must be fair as well and dignified in our approach. Does liberty have value? Lives were sacrificed. Would we, the people, not sacrifice now as well for our children, for our grandchildren? For our great-grandchildren, for the kids who live up the street or on the farm across the way, down the road a piece. Does liberty have value? The truth will set us free, but we must demand the truth where it is hidden and not given freely. Such as Hillary's emails that she said she turned over. She didn't turn them over till she had to, and even now. And she was busy wiping it off while she was trying to get it ready. Because this isn't about the Democrat Party. And this isn't about the Republican Party. This is not about Hillary Clinton. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about bringing a nation back from the abyss of slavery to king government. This is about bringing America home. Home to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. True independence is owning property. True independence is being able to speak your voice, to use your purse to your benefit. It's serious business, liberty. And it's something we the people have been negligent about. Our apathy has caused and allowed, maybe not caused, but allowed their corruption. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, oh yeah, we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we, the people, have returned. The number to call. Now, I got scolded a little bit yesterday in a kind way. At least I think it was kind. She said I give the number out too fast and I don't give it out often enough, and I think I give it constantly. So it's all in the perception. 877 895-5410. Now, let me remind you, if you call frequently, give other people an opportunity to call. That doesn't mean I don't want you to call, but we need to give other people an opportunity. 877-895-5410. Well, Robert De Niro is another actor. Now, he's a good actor. And I think Will Smith is a good actor. Loved it in Independence Day, didn't you? But they have forgotten from whence their million, their wealth, their millions of dollars comes from. It comes from you when you spend money on their movies. You make their movies popular, and then they get popular, and they get hired by someone else to do another movie. Will Smith hates Donald Trump. Will Smith thinks his wife complained about the blacks not getting enough Oscars. They sit there in their ivory palaces, filthy rich, looking down their noses at us and judge our judgment. I'm done with them. I'm done with them. Robert De Niro has no foundation for his comment. He says Donald Trump is totally nuts and he shouldn't be running for president. Now, totally nuts. If Donald Trump had said somebody was totally nuts, the media would have gone totally nuts all over that. But because this was made, the statement was made about Donald Trump, we're supposed to pay attention. Well, I'm paying attention. And I'm not paying to see their movies. Not only do they make these statements in other countries, the cowards. Come here to the center of this nation. Come to rule America and tell us that we're nuts. You tell us we need to be eliminated because you don't like our choice, regardless of what we're talking about. Don't go to some other country and say, I need to be eliminated if I vote for Donald Trump. Don't go to some other country and tell them that Donald Trump is nuts. Come here and do it. Come here to rule America and tell rule America that we're nuts. That we need to be eliminated, exterminated, like you would do in one of your violent movies, and then tell us we shouldn't have guns to protect ourselves and our homes. Are you done with them yet, people? Now, I used to get pretty aggravated at these actors because they'd have this after-school moment where they would tell our children how to behave and talk about those kind of things, and they can't even keep a family together. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
How are you this morning, Beth?
I'm fired up a little bit. How are you doing?
You may find this will bring a little smile to your face.
Did you use what?
I kind of claimed this off the Internet. The United States of America, created by divine genius and providence, currently controlled by evil traitors, fools, and idiots.
Oh, yes.
How much more succinct could it be? To everybody that's listening today, please send her some money. Help her out here. She probably is going to be mad at me for saying this. I've got some inside information. Beth has really been in a jam this month. Again, if you let her voice be silenced on the radio, that's just a giant step for the forces of evil that are trying so desperately to take this constitutionally run republic. And it's better to stop them by words now than to have violence come out on the streets like it is in Milwaukee and other places.
While we still have a voice, you know, they're trying
that's
to take
correct.
Away that First Amendment. And right
they
now
are.
We still have a voice. So while we're here, let's get it done. We'll get her done. Get her done, is that they say.
Perhaps let's boycott some of these big mouth actors like real quick. Sylvester Stallone made his introduction into the movie business making pornography. And when he lived in Miami, Florida, he had a house in the Miami area that had a built-in gun range. And Colt Firearms made a commemorative Colt 45 automatic. Sylvester goes by the nickname of Sly, S-L-Y.
Right.
And when Sylvester Stallone was getting ready to move to England a few years ago, I understand he made the public comment that the American people should be disarmed and they should not own guns. Let's get these two-faced people and, let them go out and get a job like the rest of the world's got to do. We don't need this stuff.
They pretend to be heroes. They pretend to be heroes. Somebody else writes their lines, but when it comes down to real life, where are they?
And lastly, a conspiracy is very simple. A conspiracy is just two or more people agreeing on one destination, agreeing on an agenda, and at least one of those people taking a step in furtherance of accomplishing that agenda. And a hero is nothing more, nothing less than a person who's in the place at the time when something's got to be done. And normally that's just somebody that's doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that makes them a hero. So, and we've got, actually, when we we've got heroes. We got one talking here on the radio because she puts her heart and soul into this station, and she works real hard, and we cannot let her voice be silenced. So please, if everybody out there would just every month, just everyone out there send her $1, I would imagine she'd be able to float her bills and take care of the station and keep up and maybe even hire somebody on to help her. These are some good people. She and Brian, who is her producer, they're fine people, and we've got to support them because the sound of silence, you know, the bad guys move in when you when the storm clouds get overhead and you hear the sound of silence, that's when the bad guys make their move, and I'd rather not see that happen to any of our children or any of us. So yeah. Take care, Beth. Thank you very much, Mike, for everything you and Brian do. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Bad people are out there, and they are making their moves. And one way to see when things are going down ugly is to see where the ugly is. The ugly is all directed at Donald Trump. And there are a few news outlets that are trying to bring forth what Hillary Clinton and her campaign is doing. But you're not going to hear it if you're watching CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, or CNN. They're not going to tell you the truth. I don't know if they aired Donald Trump's speech yesterday or last week. I'm here, and I don't get to hear those things. I don't have luxuries here in the office. I'm on bare bones. But Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party are out to get as many votes, legally or illegally, as they possibly can. It says here that Donald Trump has complained, this is coming from Newsmax, of potentially rigged election. But it won't stop the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, from using unregistered illegal immigrants who cannot vote to lure the votes from the immigrants who can. Now, if you're an immigrant out there and you've become a citizen of the United States, then you've read the Constitution. If you've come here for freedom, don't vote it away by voting for somebody who wants to give you everything, because let me tell you something. Nothing is free. And the government can't give anything to anyone unless they take it away first. And if you think they're only going to take it away from the rich and the powerful, you've been fooled. You've been buying a bucket full of lies. There is no independence or freedom free. We're going into a break. I don't know Spanish very well at all, but misuno tu voto, that's what they're going to do. So I will explain that when we come back from a break. Your calls are welcome. This is the only talk show that is truly We the People.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. As we were going into the break, I was trying to speak a phrase of Spanish, and it's mi sueño tu voto, and it means my dream, your vote. So now you know how terribly bad it is. I can count, but that's about all I can do in Spanish. But what they're doing is they're sending out the illegal immigrants. Of course, now we know where they are, right? But we're sending out the illegal immigrants to tell the legal immigrants, vote this way for me. You may not have the right to vote. We may not have the right to vote, is what they're saying. Misuno tu voto will help ensure that our stories, if you vote our way, you're going to ensure that our stories are heard, and it will send a clear signal to Donald Trump that we cannot be silenced. Why are you here in this nation? Is it just to have a job? Do you come here because you want freedom? We had people die to give us the right to freedom, to liberty. We believe, we the people, and if you're not a citizen, you're not we the people. We the people have ancestors who have sacrificed through wars to give us that First Amendment right, to give us that Second Amendment right, to give us independence, to restrict government from telling you how to live your life. Why on earth would you want the government to supplement your life? Because then you are no longer independent. Now, I understand we have people that can't take care of themselves, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those who can. We're talking about those who are willing to, for others to give up their right, their money, their hard-earned money, their businesses, their faith. I'm done with it. I'm done with the corruption. Are you done with it? Hillary Clinton is as corrupt and evil as a woman can come, I do believe. She will do anything to be elected President of the United States. She will do anything, say anything to add to her wealth, including calling all the other wealthy people evil rich. And she's going to have all the money taken. They're going to pay their fair share, these evil rich people, so that she can give to you. If you're buying that story, you've been fooled. She lies every time she opens her mouth. The fact that she has hidden all her emails, deleted emails, had them on multiple devices and said she didn't. The fact that she has done all that should show you there's not an ounce of truth in the woman. Not one ounce of truth. She told a story here. I believe she told half truth. She says by the end of those 2 weeks of the convention, it was 1 week, but it lasts 2 weeks, I guess, for them. She felt totally exhausted. She said, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to, how I can get up, let alone what I will do if I am vertical. This is something that she said. And then she turns around and says, but knock on wood, I'm pretty lucky because I have a lot of stamina and endurance. Well, no, you don't, lady. Then she tells us that she tries to eat right, and she does a little weightlifting and walks on her exercise treadmill, and she does all these things. She doesn't look that way to me. She doesn't look healthy to me. I don't wish bad for her at all, other than I want her to lose the election and go away. But this is another lie that could hurt the American people. If she gets into office and she's not physically fit, she can't endure, and it is a tough job, but if she can't endure the stresses of being president, the POTUS of the United States of America, if she can't endure a 2-week convention, how is she going to lead a nation? How is she going to manage the stresses? Maybe it was the stress of Secretary of State that kept her from saving the men in Benghazi. from knowing what to really do and prioritize. Well, is it important what they wear when they go in and save somebody? Because we don't want to offend somebody with their wardrobe. Maybe she's not fit for more than one reason. But when you want something and you're willing to sacrifice other people to get it, you are the ultimate of selfishness. And that's the evil rich. Because they don't care who they step on. They don't care who gets hurt in the wake. As long as they get what they want. And that, my friends, is Hillary Clinton. We have seen it over and over and over again, and it is not simple politics. Don't you even think it. And you should not accept the lies. You should not accept the corruption. And you need to understand, they are hiding things in these emails, and they are hiding things in the Clinton Foundation. And there are more people involved than just Bill and Hillary. Thus the hate. Now, Robert De Niro and Will Smith, they're ignorant. They are completely blind and ignorant. They believe that this politics is a game. And they believe that Donald Trump is doing bad when he says mean stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe all the world, all the stage, all the world is a stage and everyone is an actor. But this acting that we the people, the part that we play, it's historical. And perhaps the players have changed. But the script was written. And it's called the Constitution of the United States, and it's called the Bill of Rights. It began with a Declaration of Independence. And it's more than fighting aliens from another world. It's fighting aliens, apparently, right here. Because we have people in the United States who no longer understand what it is to be independence. It's not one day a year for barbecues and fireworks. It's a way of life. To be free to live your life, to choose your own occupation, and to choose your way. For the old men, our founding fathers, they planted a tree. And the shade they never enjoyed, we've wasted. We need to prune the trees of liberty and take it serious. For our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we, the people, will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
on.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in, again, the final segment of today's show. I wished I could afford, you know, it's barely affordable to do 1 hour. I wished I could afford to do 2 or 3 hours with you because there is so much to cover. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tommy from South Carolina. Tommy, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, keeping warm.
I bet you are. How's it going there? What's on your mind?
Well, we're getting by. If I put $20 in an envelope and send it to the address that you give out on the radio, will that get to you personally?
Yes, it will.
Okay, well, it'll be on the way. You're one of my heroes, but one of the heroes that has been on my mind a lot here recently is Justice Antonin Scalia.
Mm.
Have you any more information? Has there been any inquiries, anything coming up on that?
I have not seen anything other than last week. And I do not know who the man was. He elected official, I'm sure. But he made the crass statement that Scalia had his death was fortunate and timely for something, I guess, that's coming up in the Supreme Court that they knew he would vote down.
Yeah.
And, you know, had Donald Trump said that, it would have all gone to craziness in the media. But I have not heard anything. It is, you know, many of us, we know that it was a great, great loss. And this is the reason, if you have no other reason, to vote for Donald Trump. He's given the list of who he's going to choose for these Supreme Court judges, and it's a good one.
That won't be the case with Hillary.
It still looks an awful lot like Scalia was murdered.
It's suspicious, isn't it? It's suspicious, especially when you have some politician come out and say it was fortunate, timely. Yeah. You know, that's...
Well, you know, they hated him. They just hated him.
Oh, yeah, of course they did. Because he stood for the Constitution.
You know, I doubt that he was suffocated with a pillow. That was just a sign to scare somebody. Probably scared a lot of people. They're all scared of pillows now. But one of the things I've been doing that I would tell people about so they might take it up somewhere is I put on a black robe, like a graduation robe, and walk around in various places around this area carrying a sign, "Who killed Justice Scalia?"
You did? You did do this?
I do this every now and then. I'm going to do it today. I've
oh
been up
my
to
goodness.
The State House, and I get thumbs up and a beep beep, you know, and people stopping to talk to me. An awful lot of people have no idea what I'm talking about. They want to know
who is he?
What is a Scalia? They don't know.
Yeah.
But they need to know. And it's been very rewarding. And I would suggest if somebody wants to do a little something that's rewarding and, you know, exercise their capacity to be an activist,
it's
a good way to start. But the other side says never let a crisis go to waste. But we can do that too. This is a crisis.
Well,
let's not let it go to waste.
Absolutely correct. We can play that game too, can't we? But
yes.
Let's play it honestly.
Yes.
Let's do it. You know, we need to demand the truth. And we need. There's so many people that don't know who the Supreme Court judges are. They don't know who Scalia was because they are not educated. They're more in tune with the baseball season and the football. And I like baseball and I like football. But they're more in tune to that than they are their liberty, which is going to take all those other things away from them. So
yeah.
I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you, Tommy, very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I will give my address over the air. I already got scolded for not doing that, so I will do that. Thank you so very much. The address is Post Office Box 73. I live in a little town called California in the state of Missouri, which is M-O. And the zip code is 65018. If you write a check, make it to CSC Talk Radio. I'm the only one here. It comes straight to me. I put it in the bank, and I pay the bills. I've not taken anything out of this business. I haven't been able to. Kind of thought maybe I could make a little living, but that's not happened. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. If you prefer to give online, you can do that, but beware, PayPal takes their share. And all you have to do is go to csctalkradio.com. That's Cat Sam Cat, Common Sense Coalition, talkradio.com. Well, Joe Biden, he's a deal, isn't he? He's a deal. He exposes the military aid with a nuclear codes during a campaign rally for Hillary. So Vice President Joe Biden, he revealed during a campaign rally that he had military aid with the nuclear codes present at the event. Well, that's not a security breach, is it? There's a guy that follows me right back here has the nuclear codes. So God forbid anything happens to the president and I have to make a decision, the codes are with me. So let's tell everybody what's going on, Joe. Why don't you point the guy out and see who can take him out? You know, maybe we've got a Russian there. Maybe we've got somebody from Iraq there. Maybe we've got somebody from North Korea there listening to your speech. Because after all, the Communist Party did endorse Hillary Clinton. After Biden bragged about how the nuclear codes were with him, he said that Trump was not qualified to know the nuclear launch codes. It doesn't sound to me like he is. He's not the one carrying them. Somebody else is. Good grief, people. Joe Biden. And they want him to run for president. He's vice president and he's not fit. I believe if all the world is a stage and we are the actors, we're seeing a comedy, and it isn't too funny. It's not funny at all. I'm here because I believe you deserve a voice. I'm here because you asked me to be here over five years ago. I made a great sacrifice. I'm not regretting it. But things have to turn around. And that's just the ugly truth of it. Pray for the show that we can overcome this obstacle that I will continue to be here. I love being here with you. I don't always love the news, but I love being here. We the people, we're the ones who want and long for liberty and freedom. But we're also the ones who have had it so long that we've grown comfortable. And we fail to remember the sacrifice that brought it to us. And we are blinded to see that it's being stripped from us. Your bureaucrats, DC occupiers, and communist elected officials who want nothing more than to strip you of your liberty, your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, because they hate what America stands for. But what America stands for is freedom. And we will, we the people, bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.